Guys, I wonder, have you ever felt like life's unfair? It just keeps throwing you one problem after another problem after another problem. You know, have you ever felt like you get over one hurdle and then you have another hurdle to hit and everything just seems so unfair and you question why and you really, really struggle to go through those, especially when you seem to be going from one trial to another trial to another trial. I love how Kyrie Newhoff, Canadian pastor, talked about 2020. He said, in 2020, we all thought we were running a marathon. And just as we thought we were finishing, someone threw us a bike and a bathing suit and told us it was a triathlon. And then 2021 came along and we discovered it wasn't a triathlon. It was actually an Ironman. And I'm sure that analogy, even though it's great for the last 18 months, actually is probably true in life. You know, as soon as we think we've got over one trial, we have another trial, we have another trial. I think it was Nicky Gumbel who once said that life is just a series of obstacles and problems to get through. And that's what it feels like sometimes. We go from trial to trial to trial to trial, and life is tough. And you know, for the early Christians in the first century, they knew about tough times. You know, they knew about persecution. They faced the Roman Empire, which really didn't like Christians at the time. And then they had the Jewish authorities who also didn't like Christians. So for the early Christians, it was really, really tough. They faced injustice. They faced rejection. They faced nepotism. They faced torture. They faced high infant mortality rates. And basically, they just had a really tough time. And in the midst of this really tough time for the first century Christians, James writes this letter at the end of the New Testament, we find it, the book of James. And he writes it to these guys who are going through hell, really. They're going through a lot of problems. And he writes it to encourage them, to challenge them, and to build them up. And this is what he says in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. He says this. He said, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that your faith is tested. Your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." That's a great passage, but it's a really, really challenging passage. And before I continue, I just want to say, when James talks about trials here, I'm not sure he's talking about abuse. Okay, so if you're suffering your trials all because of abuse or stuff that's been done to you that's been really bad, you may find today's message helpful, but at the same time, it's not really about abuse. This is more about the trials that we go through as human beings and as Christians. But I want the challenges. You know, when I face challenges, the last thing I think about is joy. You know, when I face challenges, I worry, I get anxious, I get angry, I get frustrated, I get annoyed, I can withdraw into myself, all these different emotions. But the one thing that really doesn't really hit me is joy. You know, when James says here, consider it great joy, it's a little bit like, what? Really? You want us to consider it joy? Imagine if like your husband or your wife or your best mate came up to you and said, when you're going through problems and you're pouring your heart out, they said to you, you know what, consider it great joy what you're going through. You'd probably tell them where to go. Okay, and I think James here is quite hard, really, what he calls us to do. And I find it really interesting that he doesn't say, like, if this happens to you, if that happens to you, consider it great joy. He said, if you go through any trials and troubles, consider it great joy. And it's like James knows that every single person who was in his church, who was spread out across the Roman Empire was through persecution, that they were going to know troubles, that it wasn't going to be just for some and not for others, and we were going to live a perfect Christian life. He knew that we were going to go through hard times. But he says here, count it great joy, because when you go through hard times, you will grow. You know, guys, I know in my life and in others around me, when you go through trials, they seem to either make you better or bitter. They seem to make you stronger or more bitter and angry about life. So when James here is saying, be joyful, he's not saying, you know what, when you go through trials, it's going to be great fun. And yeah, let's go for it together. I think he's not trying to hide away from that. But I think he's trying to say to us this, that when we go through trials, we need to move from a place of being a victim to being a victor. A place from, rather than being a victim to our trials and our problems, to actually working to be victorious and overcome our trials and our troubles and actually learn from them and use them as to our advantage, not just to pull us down. I think it's interesting here because James doesn't go into philosophical explanation about why we suffer. He doesn't give us the reason for pain, the reason we go through hard times. Instead, he twists the issue and he says this: when you go through hard times, count it great joy because something great's happening. Your faith is being perfected. You're getting stronger through them. And he's sort of saying to us, you know, so you think, don't see it as all these big problems hitting you. See it as a chance for you to grow. And that's where the great joy is. He's basically saying, rather than being victim to our situation, that we actually need to take strength from our situation and learn from our situation. And James is not saying ignore the pain. You know, there's some Christian claptrap that goes around by some people, and they say, oh, we've got to live in the victory, and you can't admit when you've got a problem because Jesus wants you to live a victorious life. You know, that's not true. That doesn't line up with God's word. God's word here says that we're going to go through problems. And we don't deny going through problems, but what we say is when we're going through those problems, what can we learn from them? You know, Jesus has called us to be real. James is calling us to be real, but he's still saying to us that we can't live as victims of our trials, that we actually need to move beyond that. And guys, I just want to quick pause for a moment here. This is really important because as Christians, sometimes we can use our, and not just Christians, as human beings, we can use our trials as little bit our badges of honor. You know, we can sort of use them as being, oh, poor me, poor me. And we can use sort of hide behind the problems we go through and want everyone to feel sorry for us. And I was thinking to myself, how do I know when you're in this place? Because we all go through a little bit of this. But you know, when you meet some people, and you might do it yourself, and I meet some folk, and literally their identity is the stuff that they go through, the problems that have in their life. Their identity is their cancer. Their identity almost becomes the fact that their children have got problems. You know, you sort of know that you're a victim to your circumstance when you go on Facebook and you tell the world about all of your problems on Facebook. Yeah, I can just go on Facebook and I'm sitting going, I really don't need to know everyone's problems, everything that's going on. And some people revel in it. You know, some people kind of like it. You know, the sort of folk that you meet and you ask them how you're doing, they say, can't complain. And the reason they're gutted is because they really want a reason to complain. They really want a reason for the world to be against them. But guys, that's being a victim to your circumstance. Guys, if you were always looking for that next problem, if you're always looking for your next problem, if it's not your children, it's your husband. If it's not your husband, it's your school teachers. If it's not school teachers, it's your parents. If it's not your parents, it's your friends. If it's not your friends, it's your church. And guys, if you're constantly going like this and you feel like everyone's against you all the time, guys, sometimes we can get caught up in that victim mentality. And James says, yeah, stop moaning. He says, stop looking for that reason to moan. Instead, he says, when you've got the trials, he said, count them great joy because their faith will grow. And guys, he's saying, don't let your trials become your identity. Instead, let the trials shape who you are to become the person who God's called you to be. The truth of the matter is, as James explains here, our trials, they develop us, they stretch us, they help us grow. You know, all of us who do exercise will know the fact that as we exercise, we push ourselves a little bit harder. And unless we push ourselves with that exercise, we don't grow. You know, I can't, if I'm hoping to run a marathon in a couple of weeks' time, and guys, for me to grow that marathon, I've had to stretch myself. There were times when I wanted to give up. There was times when I had to do a 22-mile run and I didn't think I was going to make it. And there's times I had to push myself out of a comfort zone. There's times I had to run so hard that I thought, you know what, Jim, can you really do this? But unless I push myself, unless I went through that uncomfortable phase, I'm never going to reach my target. And guys, for us as Christians, sometimes we need to be aware. And just as human beings, not just Christians, this is a great philosophical idea as well as a theological idea, that actually we need to grow in our faith. We need to go through these hard times. You know, trials take us deeper in ways that are almost incomprehensible. You know, for myself, there's been cases in my life. You know, there's been times in my life where the trials have shaped me. I've become who I am today because of what I've gone through. And they've developed my deepest character. And they've changed me from deep within me. And stuff that's not just superficial. You know, Paul in the Bible, who I think is a great man of God, and I also think is an incredible philosopher and incredible thinker, says these great words in Romans 5, verses 3 to 4. He says this, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help develop our endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation." And guys, we all know it's true, don't we? We all know that we need to go through trials, we need to go through hardships to develop who we are, to change who we are, to build character in our life. Because you know, when I was 22 years old, I thought I had all the answers in the world. Now I'm a little bit older. I look at my life and I see how my character has been developed through what I've gone through. How it's shaped me, how it's made me more compassionate, how it's made me more patient, how it's helped me to become a better man of God and a better person. So when James says here, count it joy, what James is saying is this. James is saying, you know what, it may not feel comfortable what you're going through and the trials that you're going through, but through the trials that you are going through, you are going to grow. You are going to develop into the person who God has called you to be. You're going to develop more compassion. You're going to develop so much more than you ever could if you didn't go through trials, if you weren't stretched. And you know, there's something about a person who's grown through trials. You know, we can learn stuff academically. We can learn stuff from other people. But when we've been through a trial, we've learned stuff the hard way. There is something deeper about that. There's something that changes deep inside of us. But I find it really fascinating here how James says, consider it great joy. And that's one thing we need to realize, that when we go through trials, joy is not automatic. We need to consider them joy. We need to think about them joy. The word consider means to think. It means to ponder on. It means to reflect on. And we need to reflect on our trials as being great joy. It's not something that happens automatically. You don't think to yourself, oh yes, I've got another trial. Woohoo! I know some Christians do that, and it can be a little bit crazy actually. It's not like a rejoicing in that moment, but he says you need to reflect. You need to consider it. You need to look back and say, you know what? It's great joy. But how do we consider our circumstances joyful? What help can we get to make it happen? Because it's still painful. And I think we get the answers here by looking at James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It's the next two verses. And James says this, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalties is unsettled as the waves of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." Not wisdom. Because you know, when we go through trials and hard times, we will never consider it joy without great wisdom. Wisdom shows you that you need to go through circumstances to build endurance, to help your character develop. Wisdom shows you that this stuff is going to help you in the future. Without wisdom, you've got nothing. It's not going to help you grow. You will never be able to consider your trials great joy. I've noticed this, that when I go through great trials, you might be different to me, but when I go through trials, the first thing that goes in my life is wisdom. And I've noticed this with other people. We don't make wise choices. You know, when we're going through trials, when we're stressed, when we're anxious, when all the stuff's affecting us, wisdom seems to get thrown out the door. You know, for some of you, I just want to ask you this question. When you go through tough times, do you ask God for wisdom, or do you ask God just to do things the way you want it to happen? You know, when you're going through a hardship, do you say to God, I want you to do it this way? Or do you say, God, please give me understanding to understand what the best way to do it is? What I want to ask, what I'm asking you to assess, do you ask God to take away your problems? Or do you ask God to help you learn through them? Do you ask God to take away your problems, or do you ask God to help you learn through them? That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is knowing that actually the way that you want the problem solved isn't always right. You know, my kids, we go through the shops and my youngest daughter is always going, Dad, can I have this? Dad, can I have that? Dad, can I have this? Dad, can I have that? Dad, can I have this? Why can't I have this? Dad, please, can I have that now? Dad, can I have this? Can I have this? And it, just that question's come incessantly at me and you're like, ah, I want to scream. I'm sure we've all go through those moments. If you're a parent, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And sometimes I have to say to my daughter, no, because that's not good for you. No, because you don't need that. And sometimes she feels like I'm saying no all the time. But my older daughter is starting to get a little bit more wiser now. She's only 9, but she's a bit more wiser. And she says to her sister, you don't need that now. You don't need that now. You don't need that. That's not actually going to be good for you. And she's learning wisdom. When she learns wisdom, it's no longer just asking for stuff. She understands that sometimes she doesn't need it. And sometimes mum and dad do actually know what they need. Guys, but the problem is this. When we hit trials, wisdom shoots out the door. When you're going through a hard time, there's some people that I know and they turn to alcohol. There's some people that I know when they're going through a hard time at work, they turn to slandering their work colleagues. They talk to gossiping behind people's backs. When things don't go our way, when we're going through trials, some people can fall on gambling. Some people fall on unhealthy relationships. And they make unwise decisions. And you know, often I'm sure when things are, people feel out of control, the amount of men who fall into pornography or fall into relationships that are not good and not actually godly relationships. Why? Because when problems come, wisdom goes. And guys, when we're hitting problems, we need to go to God and say, God, I need wisdom. Because there's a problem as this, if we don't have wisdom, we will be like the person that James describes here who's tossed to and fro. You know, when we don't look to God for wisdom, what happens is we ask God to help us. But when God doesn't answer things the way that we want him to answer them, we look for a better offer. We look around for other things that may help us that are not godly, that are not honoring to God. You know, when we ask God to sort out our marriage, we need wisdom. When we go through those trials of struggles, because if we don't, we're going to look for a better offer elsewhere. Because when we're trying to get through hard issues, we need to ask God for wisdom. If not, we're going to look in the wrong places for help. Guys, this is so important. That we're never going to consider our problems joy if we don't actually go to God first and ask him for wisdom. If we don't reflect on our problems, we don't see how God wants to grow and stretch us. I'm going to come into land now, so we've only a couple minutes left. Thank you for listening for this long. I just want to come in to finish. You know, for the past 2,000 years of Christianity, and even before then, there's many people who have written about trials. You even read the Old Testament, you see the trials that people went through. You read the New Testament, you see the trials that Paul went through. And we see the journey that Peter went through. All these trials have happened. And really interesting that I was listening to Pete Scazzaro, who's a pastor in New York, who I love his work. I encourage you, read Pete Scazzaro's stuff. It's amazing. And he talked about the fact that we need two conversions as Christians. The first conversion is this. The first conversion is when we come to know Jesus, we choose to accept what he did for us on the cross. We believe he is God. We believe that he died and rose again for us, and we choose to live for him. That is our number one conversion. But he said there's a second conversion that we need. And the second conversion is this. The second conversion is going on with our faith and choosing to trust God in the midst of trials when God feels silent. And we choose to keep going. St. John of the Cross, a famous old mystic in the 16th century, coined this term, the dark night of the soul. You know, when we go through the hard times, when it feels like God is far away from us, when we cry out to God and heaven feels empty, when our trials, they seem to overwhelm us. But in those moments of the dark night of the soul, when it feels pitch black, when we don't know what's happening, when we don't understand what's happening, we're called to walk through further and further and further. And as we walk through, we will get to the other side. But in those trials, in the times when heaven feels silent, it's in those trials that we have our second conversion. And our second conversion is this. It's learning to trust God, even when things don't go our way. Learning to depend on him, learning to know that even in the darkest nights, that God is with us. And without the second conversion, we will never truly grow into the people that God has called us to be. without making that choice of trusting God, even when it feels dark, we are never truly going to become the people that God has called us to be. And guys, it's tough and it's hard. And you might be going through a trial right now and saying, Jim, but I can't count it joy. I want to say this to you. Pray for God to give you the wisdom that you need to understand what you are going through. Guys, you know, I've prayed this prayer many a time, and I'm finding as I go on in life, I've become less, God, will you do it my way? And I've become more, God, can you help me to see it your way so I can do it your way? Guys, this moved me from feeling that life is always against me to from going from that victim mentality, which I had before, to actually turning around and saying, you know, I can overcome my circumstances. I can overcome the trials, not through my strength, but through him who strengthens me. And guys, I want to encourage you today. I believe that some of you listening to this message today, that God is going to take you through this trial that you're going through right now. And as you learn to depend on him, as you learn to trust him more, you will count this joy. But as you get to the other side, God is going to use what you are going through right now to help you, to develop you, to help you impact more lives than you ever thought were imaginable, to help you become that person who he's created you to be. Guys, when tough times come, count it joy. Move from a place of being a victim to your circumstance to looking to God to help give you that wisdom to become the victor over your circumstances instead. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it a great opportunity for great joy. For you know that with your faith, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Guys, it's time to move from victim to victor. It's time to push through those trials. It's time to keep going. It's time not to be a victim of your circumstance. And I really believe that God is going to take the circumstances you're through now, and he's going to turn them into a great victory for you. And I'm praying for you. I want to encourage you, if you're going through a hard time right now, plug in, send me a message, say, Jim, I just need your prayers. And guys, I'll tell you what, I'll be praying for you. I also want to encourage you, if you go to birdslum.org.uk/James, there's more resources, some questions to ask, some questions to reflect on. Just to ask yourself, are you stuck in that place of victim? Or are you ready to move to a place of victor? And just some reflection notes and some further reading. There's also a great podcast I've linked onto there, and a few other things that will just help you connect and grow, and I believe to see your circumstances as joy.